Blog Talk Radio.
So look, we've got an album to that. I mean, it goes on and on and on. They list more and more and more money. And it's said to everyone besides the families of the victims and actual programs for black men. But I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. We're going to go to a quick commercial break so we can give you a chance to call. The phone lines are open. The number is at the top of the screen. Y'all see that? As a matter of fact, let me do something real quick. Let me make sure I post the number. In the correct place. Give me one second. All right. So we're going to go to a quick commercial break. And I want, if anyone got any smoke, call in. If you agree, call in. Whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do. Let's get it. All right, we're back. Do we have any calls? The number is posted. The number is posted. 515-602-9640. If you're going to call, the time is now. Sir. I'll give you a second. So here's the thing. I don't know if we got any calls, but it's all good. If not, I can wrap this up. I can definitely wrap this up. Oh, wait. Okay, we got a call. Here we go.
So here's the thing. I don't know if we got any calls.
Okay, call from 202-277. We got.
I can wrap this up.
Yo.
Yeah.
Definitely wrap this up.
Call from 202-277. Yo. Hello. You there?
It's motherfucking Cosby Digital.
Are you there?
Can't hear me?
Are you there, sir? Poor man.
You cannot hear me? It's Cosby Digital.
Are you there?
It's me, motherfucker.
I don't know what's going on. Trying to get this shit together. Are you there? I'm trying to take your call. No, okay, I see you. Yo, Digital, I see you. It says you're on hold. I clicked the shit. Try calling again.
I'm on now. Can you hear me?
Try calling again, bro. 2 cents, man. I will leave you out. I know you had a lot to say. We'll get you 2 cents. Try calling again. All right, we're going to give, that was Cosby Digital trying to call in. Let's give him a second. Bear with me, people. Bear with me. Trying to get this together. Give me a second. If you call him back, okay, here we go. All right. Mr. Digital.
Can you hear me?
Mr. Digital.
Send me the StreamYard link.
Yo, can you hear? Shit, I don't know what's going on. All right, you know what? We're just going to wrap this up. I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm trying to take it, but it's not coming in. I don't know what the hell's going on. We're just going to have to wrap this up because motherfuckers is... Hey, yo, real quick, you know, we scrap StreamYard. I don't do StreamYard. I don't do StreamYard no more. That's a stretch. I'll tell you what. This is what I'll do. I'll set up a Zoom link. I'll set up a Zoom link and I'll send it to you. All right? If you want to get it. Audience, bear with me. Our co-host, Cosby Digital, from Trey Talk About Chase, wants to go on. Bear with me. I'm going to set up a Zoom link so we can get him on. And I do want an alternative point of view. Definitely do. Okay, let's go. Let's go. All right, bear with me, ladies and gentlemen. Give me 1 second. Jesus Christ. Cosby, check your Zoom. I mean, check your email. I said your Zoom, mate. We're going to Zoom this motherfucker out. We're going to Zoom this motherfucker out. Let me know. Okay, you Zoom. All right. What's up? Can you hear me? All right. I know you're not on the camera, Bill, because I don't have time to set it up, but we can hear you. What you got, bro? What we got? Thank you, sir. For sure. Nothing to say about the DC shit? Oh, you probably didn't see that part. I kind of went in on the whole criminal code thing that we were protesting. But if you didn't see that, don't worry about it. Well, I just feel like the whole criminal code situation was cool, right? But at the end of the day, they didn't. There's a couple of laws that they tried to do some wild shit on, like as far as lessening sentences for carjackings, lessening sentences for people who commit crimes with 21 and under, and lessening sentences for violent crimes. I'm out with that. So I think that Republicans and Democrats alike kind of block that shit in unison because, number one, they all got to work here. So nobody wants to be presented at. And I feel like the D.C. Council dropped the ball. Muriel Bowser tried to veto it. But the council over the veto, but then Chicago and Joe Biden went there and basically was like, you know, they're crazy. Without that, it's happening. Now it's happening. The default change. Hold on, am I just saying, all this sugar? Hold on, bro. It's not fair. It's the people who sold it, the people who were here, the people who sold the show. All we said, I really I do agree with your question. Do me a favor. I got you. No, look, do me a favor. Look, I'm about to get you on camera. I just need you to readjust your shit so you can look a little more clear. All right, there you go. All right, boom, all right. You about to be live on the camera. Boom. We good. Cosby Digital's in the building. You know what time I'm on. Let's go. So here's my thing with that, right? I hear what you say, and it sounds wonderful, but here's reality, right? What I didn't just say some shit out of my mouth. I produced evidence, and I showed the numbers, right? There's no way you can tell me when a certain crime, like carjacking, is out of control right now, right? We're talking about 1,800 carjackings since 2020, right? How do you produce a criminal code law that reduces the sentencing for carjacking specifically, if that's okay? Okay. We may have them currently, but this is the conversation. No, I'm not going to let you do that. You have to let me talk. You have to let me talk because you just talked. You just asked me a question that doesn't have anything to do. You're asking me a question that doesn't have anything to do. That doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about. Because what we're talking about is a new proposed law which lessens the sentencing. So I don't think it makes sense to lessen a sentence when that particular crime is on the rise. I say lock all of them motherfuckers up for however long they need to be locked up. That's a violent crime. I don't think the niggas that are selling people shit they want to use, I don't think they should be locked up for those things. If you're doing violent crime and you're taking them from people and you're forcing that situations for every average person who aren't involved in a underworld crime. I didn't say you were wrong because I don't know if you knew me though. I know you want to say that, which and to a degree, you're right, but there's nuance to that. There's nuance to that. So I can give you a yes or no answer. If you don't allow me to explain the nuance, it's not fair. Oh, whoa! First of all, I renamed straight talk. I will only stand down for you because you know what it is. It's good to go. I mean, listen, I'm not mad at your point, but Here's the deal, right? And I think we can come to the middle ground here. So you're concerned about the people who are experiencing the hunger and the need for black people. Am I right or am I wrong? Sure. Yeah. For sure. I get your point of view, but this is what I'm here to say. And I'm looking at this as if I was a leader of the city or leader of the country or leader of the country, whatever, right? It comes to a point where enough has to be enough. When it gets to the point where innocent people on a daily basis are being affected by the poor choices of the victims that you serve, shit still got to be done. At the end of the day, the taxpayers are the ones who go to the world. It's not the niggas robbing people. It's not the niggas that you speak of. It is them. But at some point, the leader of these jurisdictions has to say, okay, boom, glad that you're here. Like, that's unfortunately what you have to do. A bunch of people are under your leadership. Now, I get it, where I deal with people who have the carjacked and robbed. But on the surface, it appears as if that's the only thing they have to do. But in actuality, as a public servant, we're out here dealing with this shit every day and dealing with these circumstances. I'm here to tell you that got to change. Washington, D.C. has a lot of great people, a lot of great minds, a lot of great innovators, but at that same rate, we have three times the amount of moochers, bums, and degenerates, who unfortunately, yes, the circumstances that they were born into, maybe, or the lifestyle that they have to be accustomed to, they fucked up, bro. And there's really nothing you can do to save or stop it. Battery went out. Can you hear me? All right, give me a second. Good job. Jesus Christ. Hold on. I am back. God damn. Crowley Digital, where you at? All right, so wait, what were you saying? What did I say? Wrong. DC is a system of capitalism. So what I think about DC right now, do I think DC is a system of capitalism? I do, but at the same time, I don't. I think it's a combination of a couple of things, right? But I don't think it matters whether I think it's a combination of capitalism or not, because at the end of the day, no one's going right or wrong but us. So I can tell you all day how I feel like it's someone else's fault why we're fucked up or why people who are black. I can tell you that all day. Matter of fact, we've been doing it for the past 20 years. Or President Nelson, or even Paul Gallagher. At some point, we have to say, okay, what are we going to do to offend the people? If we don't do that, we're going to continue to keep having this conversation. You can wait on these little shit all day. But at the end of the day, they don't want to fix your shit. They want to use your situation as an excuse for people to get their money. And you're still going to be fucked up. And you're still going to be paid. That's why. Because I mean, to me, it sounds like it's a problem that we have to solve. Because if you're looking for the same people who you say do this and they do, and they're going to solve it for us, I never stop. But at the same time, I can't be ignorant. Hold on, listen up to you. I just let you talk. No. Oh, so who's going to put him there? Who's going to put him there? Who's going to put them there? You say, if you take this person out of this and this and that, who's going to put him there? I didn't ask you that. I asked you who's going to put them there. Everybody does. So you want to know, you want to finish my point? Okay. All right, it's my turn now. My turn. You have to allow me to talk. Like, you've been going on and on. I mean, it was my turn and you interrupted me and just kept going. Okay, all right. So while none of what you're saying is wrong, it's still wrong because you don't understand what's actually going on out there. Here's the thing. Don't make it easier in the world without playing chess. That, say, they just did this, if they just did that, if they just did that, that would make us better. You think that's just? You're a mistake. One big thing, I'm not fucking finished, dog. Let me finish. You just went on and on. So here it is. Here it is. What black people need to do. If you do not understand the game that is going on around you, you will continuously lose. So it would behoove us to sit back, shut the fuck up for a second, observe the game, and figure out how to play. Because that is literally what everyone else is doing over there. So if we don't do that, you know how you learn it? You learn it by sitting back and figuring out what the winners did. But see, where to, I don't give a, we can just talk about it. You're going to watch the winners, even if they're your enemies. You watch the winners. You might even want to hold on how you're losing and how this is good, that is that. You have to learn. That's why at this point, I'm not fucking finished, dog. Yo, you gotta be quiet, bro. You gotta be quiet. I'm not listening. My mind is this. You get up and you complain about the locals all day. If you don't learn how they move, and you don't apply that to how you should move, you're gonna be marching. That's what we do. The winners are winning, they're not protesting. It was the Asian Americans should be protesting. They didn't protest. They studied these motherfuckers. Look at the company. Look at Toyota. Yeah, but they can come over here and say a little bit better than you. Spartan Radio. I never pretended like that. So I let you get my thoughts, man. You gotta go. That's it. Okay. I did you in the building. Came through. Oh, man, I thought this thing was gonna be at a party or something, man. That's crazy. No, look, my phone's off. Shout out to Cosmic Digital. Came through. Great commentary. You know, I disagree. I think it's a great commentary. Ladies and gentlemen, okay, we're experiencing some delays. We're going to be goddamn worldwide right now. We're going to work through this. Once again, shout out to Cosby Digital. Like I say, even though I disagree with him, I still think his perspective is always how you fuck one of them and agree with a nigga all day. Sometimes you gotta have a conversation to argue it out. Shit. Even though I disagree with everything you said, you still get money. Speaking about money, March 26th, we got the Jungle Juice Party going on in Saloon for the show. Yes, sir. We get busy, man. International shit. Why this nigga sits up here crying about the white guy? He getting money. Don't fall for it. I'll cap it. A closet capitalist. Telling y'all niggas. So. But it's all good. That's my brother. I'm gonna have a mother. I don't know what he say. That's my nigga. And you got to smoke. Let me stop. I'm going somewhere else. I'm going somewhere else. See, you be like, shit, come on, man. You nigga, come on. Japanese shit. I mean, shit. But anyway, look, here's what I have to say when it comes to I love the whole show. Look, black women, them using black male as punk. I truly believe that these people are being used to dig down the country. With the help of left-leaning politicians, Hollywood, and the industry, the entertainment industry as a whole, I'm fired. And the mainstream media, all in group, all trying to bring us down. They always say the best way to cook a frog is slow, low heat. See, the frog water or the condition, it doesn't even really understand that it's being cooked. That's your typical American. Put me in mind for a second. Let's take a look at the so-called January 6th insurrection. The media hyped it up like it was the worst day in American history. But then we found that to be a complete lie once the surveillance footage was leaked. But let's just be hypothetical for a moment and say everything in the media hyped up about it was true. it still doesn't compare to the billions of dollars worth of damage that BLM caused in every major city over the George Floyd riots. See, the media portrayed the January 6th rioters, the media portrayed the BLM rioters as heroes. Video after video of sketchy people were caught on camera, exciting riots, handing out bricks, and thousands. They basically set niggas up. And it was ignored. Instead of being proactive about the police presence before the riot, they handed business time and told them to protect themselves. What did I say? Not because I'm a crazy white conspiracy theorist, because I see the fucking journey going on. At this point, there's too much of America conditioned along with it. And I don't really think it's even worth trying to convince them to do otherwise. So what's my solution? First, I'll give my solution to black people. If you know these silly asses, look out for that. Ignore any bitch with a mic. Period. And focus on yourself. Buy life insurance. Buy property and secure all your assets. Yes. That is not to be biggest. Go argue with the government. Anyway. To be honest with you, there's no argument with the government. Get your money together, lock down your assets, take care of your kids, and for the future, what policy? And die a happy man. Listen, we disagree. Or you're indifferent. Leave a comment in the comments below. Also, you can have a view. Don't forget to hit the motherfuckers and subscribe button. I'm going to leave it. Also, don't forget to tap the subscribe button twice. Notification bell so that all for myself. Cosby Digital and the rest of the team. We'll catch you on the next one.